base hoyu shnayim oisren ze al ze. Here, this is speaking about that there were two people who were not mevatel their issues. Let us start maybe from the small hay in the Mishnah. Nosnu loir ishusam. Here it's speaking about one person who was not ma'ariv, and there were other people in the chotzer who were ma'ariv. Is nosnu loir ishusam. So those who were ma'ariv were mevatel their ishus to this person who wasn't ma'ariv. Hu muter. So he's permitted to be metaltal in the chotzer, because now they were mevatel their chotzer to him, their rishus and the chotzer. The hein asurim, and there also, and we have the svara that rabbim do not, are not considered an oirach eitzel hayochid. Hoyu shnayim. What is if there were two people in the chotzer that forgot to be ma'arev, and the rest of the chotzer were ma'arev, is oisrin ze al ze. So these two, and the rest of the Bnei HaChotzer were mevatel to them. Is these two who are not ma'ariv, is oishrim ze'alzeh. Let us see how Rashi again explains the Mishnah. Hoyu shnayim, sheshokhu v'loy irvu. V'shol Bnei HaChotzer, bitlo lehen rishusan. The rest of the Bnei HaChotzer mevatel to them their rishus. Shneyem oishrim ze'alzeh. So these two ask the one on the other. Mivnei shuhu shal shneim. Now the chotzer belongs to both of them. Ba'batim miyuchodet. The batim that they have are miyuchet. Kol bayis lebaylo. Ve'ein moitzim mirshus ham yichedis loy lushus shaloy v'shal chaveiroi. Since the chotzer is a rishus shaloy v'shal chaveiroi, and the bayis is a bayis ham miyuchet. So Memele, so even though through the Bittel, Lachayre became nostalgic to Rishus Achayrim, but it's still also because each one asks on the other, because they were not Ma'arev Beinehem. Now let us see the Gemara. Four lines from the bottom. Hoyushnayim, Oisrin Ze Oze. Frag the Gemara, Pshite. This is a Poshet Cheshbet. You have two people who never were ma'arev between themselves, so fashteitzer that they'll ask one on the other. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us this halacha? Let us see Rashi. Ho yishnaim sheshokru v'loi irvu imashav, ubitlu lehem chavereyen rishusan, oisrim shneim zel zeh. Pshite. Di havi tovayu l'chudayu mikori avosri adodi. Why do you have to tell us such a complicated case? If you have two people alone and they weren't ma'arev, so one asks on the other. So now it's speaking about that there were other people also living in the chotzer. The other people were mevatel their issues to these two. But al koponim, I mean, mehechitesi, this should help the situation. So the etzem situation is that you have a chotzer, they have two people living in the chotzer, one ma'arev, it's vashteitzach, one will ask on the other. And for the Gemara, leitzriche dohodor chav minayu ubota leilachavre. Nay, the Mishnah is telling us, I'm moving the kechidish. First, the Bnei HaChotzer were mevatel to them. And then, one of them was mevatel, whatever he had to the second one, ubota leilachavre. So here, ma'u de teimed is a svara to say lishteri, it should be mutam. Kamash Malon, the Kiv, and the Be'id, not the bottle. Since when they were mevatel to these two, loy havi leishir yusa bahai chotzer, they did not become mutter in the chotzer. So therefore, it does not help. Now this is a very shveri gemara. Let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi loy tzriche dohoder chad ubotel lechavrei. Rishus atzmoi. So you had, let's say, 10 people in the chotzer. 8 were ma'ariv, and these 8 were mevatel their rishus in the chotzer to these two who were not ma'ariv. Now, one of these two went, and he was mevatel lechavrei rishus atzmoi, his own rishus. Ve'es chelkoi birshus shebitul lahem chavireya. the eight were mevatel their chelik to both of them. So how much he possesses from the chelik of the eight, he was also mevatel to the other one. So lechayre al pi cheshben, it should be good. Mal de taima lishtelu, it should be mutter. Da avalu ke chamisha sheshruyim bechotzav la yirbu. The mevatlo rishu, so lechad minai. So four will be mevatlo to the fifth one. So the fifth one will be permitted to carry in the chotzav. Is hu adin hochi. The eight were mevatlo to both of them. Now he was mevatlo whatever he had, he's mevatlo to the other one. Kamash malam de loidomim. It's not the same. Why? The ilu hasam, in the case where you have five in the chotzer and four are mevatel to one. Kol chad v'chad mevatel e'rishusa. Each one is mevatel is rishus to that one. Avol hoche, but over here, kivin d'shar b'nei chotzer, lav lahay d'payish l'chu d'botli. These eight were not mevatel to that one. Elo litarvayu. They were mevatel to both of them. Kiho delchat umevatel liidoch rishus odidei. Now, this one wants to be mevatel his rishus to the other one. Kiho delchat umevatel liidoch his rishus odidei, his own personal rishus. Motzi liftule, he can be mevatel. But rishus or the akne lei chavrei, but the rishus that the eight bnei of the eight people in the chotzer who were ma'arit and they were mevatel to him loy motzi levitulei, that he can, that rishus he cannot be mevatel to the other one. Tekiven de beidno de botli lohu hanach kamoi rishusayu. Why? Because when the eight were mevatel to them their issues, afilu hochi lehavi lahay mevatel shuyusa b'hai chotzer. So this mevatel did not get a heter in the chotzer. Mishum da osri adodi, because one asos on the other. Ishtakach de bitl de kamoi lo yahani. So the bitl, the first bittel that the eight were mevatel to them did not help, because after their bittel, he had yet did not get a heter. Chihoder mevatel hai loy motzi laknu yirishu sedidu. So therefore now when he wants to be mevatel, he can't be mevatel their rishus, that they were mevatel to him. The holoi kanye, he wasn't koine their rishus. So the Ivre in Rashi, there are many chidushim here, but the first yesod we see as follows, that this kinyan of bitl rishus, if I'm a vatal rishus to you, and you're kinyan my rishus, this whole musig of kinyan is not a choshen mishpatike kinyan. It's a kinyan that it's mine that I'm permitted to be metaltal. Now, if for some reason or other, after the bittel, I do not get a heter tiltu. So it is not called I was kine. Hey, this whole kinyan of bittel rishus only works if through the bittel, the one who you are mevatel to will get a heter to be metaltu. So then it's considered that he was kine what you are mevatel to. But if after the bittel he did not get a heter, and the case of our gemore, when eight were mevatel to two, so after their bittel to the two, these two did not get a heter tiltel in the chotzer because one asos on the other. Is therefore, so it is not considered that they were kind of something. Without a heter, it's not considered a kinyan. The whole kinyan. That is the ivre in the Gemara. But let us elaborate a little more on this inyan. The Rabbeinu Yohannesen says on this halacha. So it says a chiddush in the Mishnah that the whole musig of bittel helps only if with the bittul, Yenner will get a hetzer tiltul. If he doesn't get a hetzer tiltul, so if he doesn't have a teres bittul, he's not coin anything. Zogt der Rabbeinu Yoinisen amoyre de kechidish. Mashme mikan, she'asore, oishnayim, she'mevatlam reshusan liyochid, you have 11 people in the chotzer, and 10 of them are mevatl their reshus to the yochid, tzrichin she'yevatlu loy reshusan bebasacha. So all 10 have to be mevatl their reshus bebasacha. Because if they won't be mevatel bebasacha, so what? So first, Yankel is mevatel his reshus to this yochid. So he says mevatel reshus. So what happened afterwards? He's still not allowed to carry because there's 9 other people. So in unze gemara state ayisot that a bittel that does not accomplish a heter tutel is not considered a bittel. So the Rabbeinu Yoinisen derived this halacha from our gemara. The Chiddushi Amiri brings down a Yesh Misha Pirish, and he disagrees with him. Dosh Teit Mishna Nunza Gemara. Such a loche. You have to be Mevatel Bebasachas. There's no such thing. I was Tutzich Met Nunza Gemara. So the Chiddushi Amiri says as follows. This is the Loshen of the Chiddushi Amiri. The Kam Oysoi Rishus Shehu Mevatel Achshov Lechaveiroi in the case of our Gemara. That 8 were mevatel to both of them, and now one of these two is mevatel, what he got from them is mevatel to the other one. So, oisei reshus, shehu mevatel achshav lechaveiroi, loy hoyo sheloy legamri. That what he's being mevatel to yene was not his legamri. Shloy zocha boy alamachmas bitul shebitlu loy acherim. Because he got it, because they were mevatel, the bnei achotzer were mevatel to both of them. Avo bnei achotzer ein tzorir sheyevatlu bebasachas, the ma'acher sherishus shekol echod mevatel hu sheloy legatli. This is the Loshon HaMe'iri, and the Magi and the Miri explains as follows. Dovor shehu sheloy legamri, let's say in the case of the Rabbeinu Yoinisen, when I am, you have 11 people in the chotzer, and each one is mevatel to the all 10 are mevatel to the 11th person. So when the first one is mevatel, he's giving over something that is his. He's giving over something that is his. Lemaise, when the 11th person gets it, he doesn't have a heta tutel. But lemaise, he was mekabel from someone who gave over what he possessed. All 10 people have a chelik in the chotzer, and they're makne to the 11th what they have. So even though after the first bitul, the 11th person didn't get a heter, but when you accumulate all the 10 bitulim, you'll get a heter. But each one was bekoyach to be makne what he possessed. The dovo shushaloi legamri yochel levatel acherim. Ma she'ein keine nage more, avo ma she'yesh lo yal yedei she'acherim bitlu eilo. But here we're speaking about that when we'll assume there were 8 people that were mevatel to both of them. And now he's mevatel what he has, what he got from the 8, he's mevatel to the other one. Avo ma she'yesh lo yal yedei she'acherim bitlu eilo. What he got from them did not create any heterim for him. Then he's not considered a bailim to give over. The means of the Meiri says, that's what Agim Morris says, that if the bittul did not shaf a heter, tiltul is no good, so the Miri learns, this is only a svarim if I have to give over what I received to someone else, and that what I received as yet did not shah for me a heter, so that's not considered I have a kinyan gomul yet in the chotzer, because it didn't shah for me a heter, so I'm not bekoyach to give it over. That's what it says in our Gemara. Masha Enkein, in the case of the Rabbeinu Yoinisen, when everyone is giving to the Yochid what they have, they're not giving over something what they don't have. So even though Legabi the Mekabel, when he gets it at first, he doesn't get a heter in the chotzer, but Al Kaponim, the Maknim, are giving over something which is completely theirs. So Memele, so therefore that is good. Even though Legabi the Mekabel did not get a heter after the first bitl, but eventually get a heter after all of Bimavato. That is how the Meiri learns Pshatan Agimot. Zok the Magia of the Meiri, so it'll come out according to the Meiri, what would be the din if in our case, if eight of the Bnei HaChotzer, you have two that weren't Ma'ariv, and eight of the Bnei HaChotzer will be Mevatel to one of the two. And now this one will be Mevatel everything what he has to the other one. So according to the Meiri, it also won't help. Why? Because the chesaron is I cannot be makna a chelik which did not give me a heter. So if all eight were mevatel to me, and as yet I didn't get a heter through their bittel, I cannot give this over to someone else. And he says the loshen of Rashi vaista is nitazay. Because the loshen of Rashi vaista chois. The kiv in the shal b'nei chotzer lav lahay defayish luchude batli el olitavayu. Rashi vayistayis, the whole chesaron is because the b'nei hachotzer were mevatel to both of them. So since the b'nei hachotzer were mevatel to both of them, then it's no good. But if the b'nei hachotzer would be mevatel to one, and that one would be mevatel to the other one, then it would be good. So therefore the Magi and the Meiri wants to say that Rashi learned a different lumdus. That Rashi learned that the chesaron is not that this one cannot be makna what he got to the other one. No, the chesaron is that if you're mevatel, if you're making a bittel to someone, which this bittel, v'sishteit and gate, can never shafa heter, so that doesn't have a teiras bittel. So Memele, so the Svara is as follows. If you have eight that were mevatel to one, so the emesin, this bittel can shafa heter. If the other one will be mevatel his chelik to him, so this is a bittel which can shafa heter. So this has a teures bittel. A bittel that can shaf a heter, that is a teures bittel. So Memele, so it's called he got a kinyan in the chotzer. Masha Enke, if the eight were mevatel to two, so the bittel what they made can never shafa heter, because these two can never have a heter, because one asks on the other. So this doesn't have a teiras bittel. It's a chesaron in the maise bittel that the eight made, because they made a bittel to two people, and that bittel can never shafa heter tiltul in the chotzer. So it's considered that bittel is not koinet, that bittel cannot shafa any kinyonim. So therefore, if one of these two decides the mimavata later to the other one, it won't help, because the first bittel was no good. But lu yitzuya, if the eight will be mevatel to one, so since this is a bittel that could eventually shafa heter, if the other one will be mevatel to him his chelik, and he got from the eight their chelik, so memela, this is a bittel which can shaf heterim, so then it will take a help. That's what he wants to say pshat in Rashi. The Mishnah says further, she'echod noisein rishus, one person could give rishus what he has in the chotzer to the bnei hachotzer, v'noitel rishus, and he can, and you can be mevatel to him. Shnayim, two people are noisnim rishus, v'ein noitlim. Zok the Gemara, she'echod noisin rishus, hasulamoli. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us? We learned that was the first bab of the Mishnah. It's speaking about that he was nice in Rishus. So we know already that one gave him a battle his Rishus. If it's coming to tell me that one gave him a battle his Rishus to the Bnei Chotzer, we learned it previously. If the second Aloche, Echad nice in Rishus, and Emenoitel Rishus, it also says in the Mishnah before, It says, Nosnu loy rishuson hu muta vahein asurim. So, so lama le inois in tanine, inoito tanine, and for the Gemara, seifet strichale. This bove is takim yuta. Now, seifet strichale. Shnayim noisnim rishus. Two people can give rishus. Like the Gemara nami pshita. It's also posher that two people can give rishus. Why not? The Gemara, Mahu de Taima Ligzer Dulma Osi Levitulelu, Kemash Malon. He is telling us a Chiddush that two that were not Ma'ariv Beinehem, they can go and give their rishus to a third one. I would think if you'll permit them to give their rishus, so one will think I can give these two also my rishus. A person won't differentiate between Noisin and Noitel, and that is no good. If you give two a rishus, that bittel is worthless, because it is a rishus which cannot chop any heteri tiltel in the chotzer. So, Mamela, I would think that you are goizer, shnayim shloi irvu shenosnu, otu shnayim shloi irvu shenotlu, ma de teime ligzer dulma osilivitu leilu, kamash malon, they want goizer. Dr. Ashi, Noisein Tanine, we learned that one can give rishus to two. Bisholahem muta loy filahem. That if he was mevatel to them, so their house is muta loy, he's an oirich by them, filahem. We love the botalay, my mystery, if the bitl wouldn't help, if it wouldn't be speaking there was mevatel, so why is the chotza muta? So kochach the bitl of a yochid helps to a rabbi. Noitel tanina, nosnu loy, alma yochid noitel rishus, and the yochid can also take over the rishus that they have in the chotzer. Ligzer, deim, mevatli, inu, le yochid, also le meimanami yochid, mevatel, shnayim. It's kamash malon that they were not goyzer. A yochid can, shnayim can be mevatel to a yochid, even though a yochid can be mevatel, shnayim. Ve'ein noitlin rishus. State weiter the Mishnah that they cannot take rishus. Lomoli. We heard before that two can't take rishus. Because the bitl rishus to them is not matter tilton the chotzer because each one asks on the other. So the Gemara loy tzriche af al gav da omri lei kni al menas lahaknes. Let us see Rashi. Ve'inoitlen rishus lomoli, hotonolei, ho yushnayim, oisrim zelze. The two people that were not ma'arif cannot take a rishus in the chotzer because the rishus won't be matter total for them because each one asks on the other. Ve'itzriche, mishni yeseire, lashmino, ba'filu omru lei kamoi. That here we are speaking about as follows. That let's say we have again 10 people in the chotzer, and 8 of these 10 people go over to one of them, and they said, listen, we want to be mevatel our rishus to you. So we mentioned before, according to Rashi, this would be terrific, because this is a bitul rishus that can eventually shaf heter tiltul, if the other one will be mevatel to him. But here it's speaking about Omru Lei Kamoi, we want to be mevatel to you, al minas, that you should be makne to the other one, Achelik. Dafilu Omru Lei Kamoi, kni al minas lahaknes. We're not giving you a kinyan in the chotza that you should be able to have a heta tiltu. We're giving you a kinyan that that you should be makna what we're giving you to the other one. Vahodarihu, and he did that. Ubotol lechavre, he was mevatol what was given to him. He was mevatol that to the chavre. Loi mishteri haibasa. So the last one will not become mutter. The last will not become mutter after he's mevatel to him. The ma'ad the time is shliach shavu. Fakir, they're making him a shliach to be mevatel this. Kamash melon, even the loikane ilish teruye leimotzi laknui. That means that since they made the bitul through such a seder, that they're makne to him kni al menas lahaknois. So the kinyan that he has is a kinyan without a heter tiltul. Because the other one is going to answer on him. So he has a kinya without a heter tiltel. So memele, so that doesn't have a teiris kinyan. A kinyan without a heter tiltel, without a potential heter tiltel, does not have a teiris kinyan. So he is not koine. So therefore, so doesn't have a teiris bittel, and memele it won't help. That is the end of this sugya. How we learned how we said pshat in the Mishnah. Boy minei Abaye me Rabbe. Now Abaye asked a shayla from Rabbe. Chamisha shesheruyin bechotzer achas. You have five people living in one chotzer. V'shochach echod mehem v'lo irev. In one of these five was not ma'ar. And the other four were ma'ar. Kshehu mevatel reshusoi. So Abaye asked, when he's mevatel his reshus, is tzorich levatel lechol echad ve'echad. Is he mechuyev to be mevatel to all the other four? Oiloi, or maybe not. What is the shaila? He says the shaila is that since these four were ma'ariv already, so it's like one unit. So I'm mevatel to one of them, so that's considered like I'm mevatel to the whole unit. Adar efshenei. I said I was mevatel to him. To him, I'm mevatel. To the other, that what they were ma'ariv bein time, this is golnish mit golnish. But lemaisa, I was only mevatel to this one. So lemaisa, I still have to be mevatel to the other three in order that they should be able to be mevatel. That was the shayla of Abaye. Tzorich levatel lechol echod ve'echod. Eloi. That was Abaye shayla. Omalei. So Rabbi answered him, Tzorich levatel lechol echod ve'echod. You have to be mevatel taka lechol echod ve'echod. Eisvei. So Abaye asked Rabbi Akasha. So you're telling me you have to be mevatel lechol echod ve'echod. We have a baraisa. Now the baraisa has many cases. We shouldn't get confused, but let's go one at a time. Eisvei. So the first case is as follows. Echod shaloi irev. One person was not ma'ariv. Noisein rishusoi, so he can be mevatel, his rishus, le'echot she'irev, to one that was ma'ariv. Now let us see Rashi. So b'emesin, we have already akasha an rabbe from this bove, but the gemara, the b'rais, the mugbaz can bring down all the boves and the b'rais. Let us see Rashi. Echod sheloi irev, kigoin gimel diyoirim b'chotza. You have three people living in the chotza. Hashnayim irvu. Two of these three were ma'arev. Vashlishi loi irev. Mevatel le'echod min ha'ma'arvim. Umutar. Dahai bahadi chave irev. Because since he was ma'arev with his chave, that's what says, echod sheloi irev. Noisein l'rishus le'echot she'irev. Vice to the one that was ma'arev. So the one that was ma'arev, kochot is another one. And he was mevatel l'rishus only to one. Va'af al pi, kain. It's mutter. Umutter. Bahai bahadi chavre'irev. Irev. Alma ein tzorich levatel elo le'echot. You only have to be mevatel to one of them. The kulo have a kichat. Since all of them were ma'arev, so they are considered all as one unit, so being mevatel to any one of the unit is considered like I'm being mevatel to the unit. So here it says already in the Baraisa, not like Rabbi. But let's go learn the other bovis that it says in the Baraisa. Shnayim she'irvu. You have two that were ma'arev. Noisnin rishuson, they can give their rishus. Le'echod shaloi irev. They can be mevata their rishus. Le'echod shaloi irev. Fine. Ushnayim shaloi irvu, the third case. Yeah, two that were not ma'arev. Noisnin rishuson, they give their shus. Lishnayim she'irvu. They can give their rishus l'shnayim she'irvu. Now, let us just be medayik. Now, this halacha, shnayim she'loi irvu, noisnim rishusam l'shnayim she'irvu. So here, it seems like Rabbi said, that you have to be mevatel to both of them. That means the first case, Echot Shleiv Neisen Rishusay Le'echot She'irei Vaistois, it is permissible to be Mevatel to one. You don't even Mevatel to both. That's what it said in the Reishit. Here it says, Shnayim Shaloi Irvu Neisenim Rishusam Le'shnayim She'irvu. If there are Shnayim She'irvu, they have to give their Rishus to both of them. So it seems here, like Rabbi said, you have to Mevatel to both of them. Oy, le'echad shaloi irev. Or, if there's one that wasn't ma'arev, they can be mevatel their rishus, these two can be mevatel to that one. Let us see Rashi. Ushnayim shaloi irvu, noisnim rishusom lishnayim hadorim imohim ve'irvu. They're mevatel their rishus to these two. Oy, le'yochid shlishi hadorim imohim ve'loi irev. Loihu v'loihem. So all three want ma'arev. So the two are mevatel to the third. Avol loi echad she'irev noisen rishusoi le'echad she'loi irev. But echad she'irev, echad she'irev. Now what does this mean? Echad she'irev means that there were. Echad she'irev means that there were two that were ma'arev. Echad she'irev means he and someone else was ma'arev. And he wants to be mevatel his rishus to someone shaloi irev. Avoloi echad sheirev noisen rishusay leechad shaloi irev. Now the reason of this halacha is because since there were two that were ma'arev and only one was mevatel his rishus, so tzicha won't be good because the other one that was ma'arev imoy was not mevatel his rishus to the echad shaloi irev. Let us see Rashi. Avol ein echad she'irev im echad. He was ma'arev with someone else, so he can't noisin rishus aliyachet shlishi shedarim on v'loyirev. He cannot give his rishus to a third person who's loyirev. Why? Dechibata leihu rishusay. If he's mevatel his rishus, abarakat ikachavrei the osar alay. The chaver was not mevatel his rishus. So memele, so this sicha won't help. Ve'ein shnayim she'irvu noisnim rishuson lishnayim shaloi irvu. Okay, this we heard already in the Mishnah, that you can't be mevatel your rishus to shnayim shaloi irvu because that's not considered a bittul, because this bittul does not give them a heter ishtamshus. Ve'ein shnayim shaloi irvu noisnim rishusam lishnayim shaloi irvu. This is also the same din. Right, you have here the shnayim shaloi irvu cannot be mekabel the rishus because doesn't have a teiris bittul. These are all the bavis in the beraisa. Let us see Rashi. Lishnayim shaloi irvu kedamrin elel shnayim ein noitlan rishus. Now. So now the Gemara is going to start making diyukim. Ketani mi yisreish. But let's go back to the first case. Echad shaloi irev, noisin rishusoi, le'echad she'irev. Now this echad she'irev, heichidomi. How's it speaking? Ide lekachine badei, if he's the only one, bahadi manirev. If he's the only one there, who was he ma'arev with? Echad shaloi irev, shnos lechad irev. Elopshita di kachine badai. There's someone else. There's three in the chotzer. The ketoni and the aval pikein. It says le'echad she'irev. That it's sufficient that the echad shaloi irev is mevatel to the echad she'irev. Don't even arev to each one. So tzarayet tabaya nakashan rabbe. The rabbe. So what did rabbe do with this beraisa? That's true. There was, he was ma'arev with someone. Umis, and now that someone died. So since that someone died, so lemaise, so the only one left in the chotzer is this one she'irev. So if the loy irev is mevatel to him, that's sufficient. Let us see Rashi. The Havi Umis. So Rashi had a tremendous problem. He says, what is Pshat? that the other one that he was ma'ariv with died. So Rashi has a kasha, say leftover yoshin. So me'mele, so you have to be mevatel to the Irish. Was help me as generous tight, but the yoshin take over whatever he possessed. So Rashi says, "Val kolchacho de rabbe b'shayore shechonza bebike." We are not speaking about a chotzer that they had monetary schusim in the chotzer. Because if they had schusim momen in the chotzer, so that'll go over by Yerusha. Now, speaking about shayore shechonza bebike, that they were choyne na bike shal hefke, vikifu ho chotzer, v'notu shom ish ole mukilo. So memele, so this is a chotzer legabi Shabbos, but no one had any special schusim in it, schusim momen. The chimeis. So now, when one of them dies, ain't le yoshev shom klum. The e bechotza mamish. If we are speaking about that, it was mamish a chotza shaloi ha'ike yoshev. The given dilu avavu ekayim ava osar in a nami osri. According to Rabbi, if their father would be alive, so it doesn't have a teiris bitul. So who adin? Who are the nastis if the father died? It also is never teres bittul, because the yoshim are b'mokei mavim. So let us go back to the gemara. The rabbi hoche b'mayeskin in bahavi that there was another person umis. Like the gemara I bahave umis, if echod she'irev means that there were once two, but now there's one. Echad shirev means that there was once two, now there's one. I dahava umis, ein basef. The sefer says, avol ein echad she'irev, noisin reshusoy la'echad she'la'irev. We learned if there's an echad she'irev, he cannot be mevatel his reshus to echad she'la'irev. Why? Because his reshus he keep him a vatel, but the other one he was ma'ariv with, he can't be mevatel yenim's reshus to this one, so memele, so it doesn't help. But according to Rabbi, echad she'irev means that the other one died, so why can he be mevatel his reshus to the mishal ha'irev? That, let's see in a minute. Ein masayf, avol ein echad she'irev noisin reshusoy la'echad she'lo irev. If echot she'irev means v'ida have umis, that's a taich echot she'irev. There's one left that was previously ma'arev, but now the other one died. Amayloi. Elopshita de'isei salkochach echot she'irev means that he was ma'arev with someone else. The someone else is still alive, so b'meila his bittel cannot be matter because there's another one, there's the one he was ma'arev with that was not mevatel. So the Reisha says he was mevatel to echad she'irev means also that there's another one. So mainly you see clothes that you don't have to be mevatel to both of them. That's a kasha and rabbi. And for the Gemara, midi irye, hokede ise, va hokede ise. The echad she'irev has to have the same taich in each bovet. In the Reisha, when we're speaking about that the Echad Shaloi Irei was mevatel to the Echad She'irei, that means that the other one died. In the Sefer, it says Echad She'irei cannot be mevatel to the Echad Shaloi Irei, we're speaking that the other one is still alive. Yeah. Zok the Rabbe Teida, I'll bring you a raya that I am right. That the Reisha that says that he can be mevatel to Echad She'irev is only speaking about if the other one died. But if the other one would be around, you have to be mevatel to both. I'll bring you a raya. What's the raya? Diktoni sefer de Reisha. We mentioned this when we learned the Baraisa. Ushnayim shaloi irvu noisnim reshusom lishnayim she'irvu. That they're mevatel their reshus lishnayim she'irvu. So it says klo that they have to be mevatel to both of them. Lishnayim in le'echad loy. So you see klo that the bitl has to be to both of them. So now this is pakelto, it's a raya to rabbi. Vabaye, what did Abaye do with this? It says, the noisen reshus lishnayim she'irvu, my lebeis, le'echad mi beis. It doesn't mean that they have to give to both. It means to one of these two they have to be mevatel. Ihochi, fragt die Gemara. If that is the case, listeni le'echot she'irev, oi le'echot she'lo'irev. I mean, if that is the case, so it should have said, the Baraisa says, shnayim she'loi irvu, demevatol derishus l'shnayim she'irvu, oi le'echot she'lo'irev. So what did Abai say? It doesn't mean shnayim she'irvu. It means echod mishnayim she'irvu. So the Gemara asked Bezoi, so it should have said le'echod she'irei or le'echod she'lo'irei. Why does it say l'shnayim she'irvu? It should have said le'echod she'irvu, le'echod she'lo'irei. Kasha. So it's a kasha. The Teiris Chaim says, why is it only a kasha? He says, because Be'emison, the kash is not gefelech. He wanted, we have a complicated barais over here with so many bovis. He wanted to remember the cheshbonis. So fakel, the loshen would flow, if he wants to say, shnayim shaloi irvu, noisnim reshus l'shnayim she'irvu. That means, that really means echod mishnayim she'irvu, but another one, he chaps on the loshen, it's shnayim shaloi irvu, amevato l'shnayim she'irvu. So you should remember the Lashon. So that's why he said Shnayim She'irvu. So the Gemara asked, listen, if he wanted the Lashon to flow, he could have said a clearer Lashon and it would still flow. Because in this Bov it says two cases. It was Mevatel Shnayim She'irvu Oli Echot Shalayire. So if he wanted the Lashon to flow, so it'll flow in the Sefer. Le'echot She'irvu Oli Echot Shalayire. That means in the words Echot it will flow. So he's saying a klarer loshen, and fakert, and he's accomplishing that the loshen of the sefer will flow. Le'echod, oy le'echod, le'echod shirev, le'echod shelo yirev. So therefore the Gemara says it's not a bomba v'kashe, but a kashe. Let us see Rashi. Teida, mireishe, dahave, umisaskinon. So Rabbi says, I'll bring you a raya. That might pshat in the reishes emes the ise, but if he would be around tzorich lahay leftulele, then he has to be mevatel to both of them, because we learn seifa the reishes mireish the misnis nadavos called chodabovi. So kach seifa di korele seifa the reishes leechod loy the tzorich levatel lechol echod veechod. It says yeti mevatel leshnayim sheirvu. So the Gemara says, so if it means le'echad, ihochi, listen le'echad she'irev k'detana bereshe. V'ano yodana detreinino, dein irev v'loi shnaim, sletze le'echad she'irev, le'echad she'irev, seifa dahi, hi dochi tonu shnaim she'irev, le'echad she'irev. So why was he mishana the loshen? Fakocher, that's a satsakasha on the bay. Now the Gemara is going to explain the Baraisa. Before we just brought the Baraisa, what was Negeya to the Machloikis of Abai and Rabbe. Now the Gemara is going to explain the Bovis of the Baraisa. Now let's start from the first Bovis. Echad Shaloi Irev, Noisim Rishusoi Le'echad She'irev. La Abaye, so according to Abaye, the Isai, it's speaking about that the other one is also around. Okay, mash melon, the in tzorich levatel rishus l'chol echad ve'echad. That is the chiddush of the, so the b'raisa is saying a chiddush, you don't even vatel to each one. L'rabbe dahave umis, according to Rabbe, it is speaking about that there's only one around. So therefore, it can be mevatel only one. To that one. So what's the chiddush according to Rabbe? V'loi gozar zimnim de'isei. That means that if we'll be matter bittel to one by lesay, one might make a mistake and say who adin by isay also bittel to one will be sufficient. It's kamash malon, but no, they were not geyser zimnin de isay. Let us see Rashi. Echad shaloi irei hashte meforish lo lekulo amai itzrich lemisnayu lekulo. According to Rabbi, even the mis pshit the mevatel lehai defayish, v'shteitzach is mevatel to that one that's left over. Doktoni lo seife da filo schnaim mevatlim li yochid, sabade gewiss, ich meine, one is mevatl to yochid. So memele, that's the chiddish that you want goyze, heiche de lesa, oto heiche de isse. Weiter. Ushnaim she'irvu, noisnen rishusan le'echod shelo yirev. Take the Gemara pshite, what's wrong with this? So the Gemara says, Mal de teime kiven de lo yirev liknesek. So careful, gedavtem kansenen. He should have been mistatev in the Erev. And now it should come out that they won't be able to be metaltal, and he'll be able to be metaltal. Kamash malon, but no, they didn't cancel. Zot Rashi, v'shnayim she'irvu, pshite d'hoche leke le'milgzer dulme ose yochid le'vetule lehu, v'imevat pshite. D'hoche leke le'milgzer, d'avata deke mimevatul, to the yochid shalai yirv. D'hoche leke le'milgzer dulme ose yochid le'vetule lehu, v'imevatul usha. You could be mevatul to two who were ma'arev. The irvo, the kiv in the oiri be yochid the matzil of tulis. So since we learned that a yochid can be mevato, mali chav mali trei, is kiv in the oiri of liknes say the mereisha loy nafkelon the reisha oiri, the hai the loy irei bitzol lahanach the irvo. The reisha is speaking about that the one who was not mariv is mevato. So forget, he's not gaining anything from that he was not marav. And here we're speaking about, that they're mevatel to the one who was not marav. So I would think we should cancel kamash malon as nitzah. Ubei shaloi irvu. Shteitach weiter the b'raisa. Ubei shaloi irvu noisnin rishusam lishnayim she'irv. Lirabe tonis seife legluye yareshe. Hey, Sister Seife is telling us, Takel Doshte Taklo, you have to give the Rishus Lishnaim, you have to Mimavata Lacholechad Vecha. Labaye, Bei Shaloi Irvu, it's Trichalai. Bei Shaloi Irvu, here it says, that Bei Shaloi Irvu, Noisne Rishusam Lishnaim Sheirvu. Is Bei Shaloi Irvu, it's Trichalai. Salke daitach amina ligzer dulma osi levetulei lahu. That, here you have two and two. So the loy irvu amevatel to the irvu. So I would think that we should be goyzer, maybe people see the loy irvu amevatel to the irvu. So maybe they'll think who are they, that the irvu could be mevatel to the loy irvu. And that is takinogu. Dulma osi levetulei lahu. Kamash malon. Oy le'echad shaloi irev, or the two that were not ma'arev, amevatel to a third one that was not ma'arev. Lomoli. So why does they have to say this? Ma'o de taime hanimili, when are we soimechan bitul? Heichad miktsosan irvu, umiktsosan loy irvu. So mele then we make bitul. Avol heiche, because there was an erev to begin with. Avol heiche de kulon lo irvu, but what if none of them were ma'arev? Liknesino kedei shloi tishtakach teres erev. So come out, you have three people in a chotza, and none of them were ma'arev, and the two are mevatel to the one, and he'll be able to be metaltel and be shalom al Yisrael. So I would be afraid, so we shouldn't be matter tiltu, shloi tishtakach teres erev. Kamash Malon, that they weren't geyser. And the Ritva says the reason they weren't geyser because this is nothing what to worry about, because this is a very uncomfortable situation, because the two are not permitted to be metaltal from the houses into the chotzer. So Mamela, I don't have to worry that this situation will continue week after week. So therefore they weren't geyser, that Tana Harseifa Leguya Reisha, the Bedahave Umis Askina. That was why it says that Yuma'arev, the Temevatel Tushnaim Sheirbu. Reisha Diktoni Laechat Sheirbu. Dila Isa Lidach, Boy Levitulei Lake, Diktoni Bar Seifa. says in the Sefer, you have to be mevatel the two to two. Well, Abaye, the metaretz ach Sefer, mai lishnaim le'echad mishnaim, lomoli de tonye, tonu le'reshet, yoche mevatel le'echad mishnaim, mali chad mevatel, mali trei mevatel. Ani mili de cholani betul and de laeli ke mikzo sayu de irvu. And here none of them are ma'are. So I would think to shtak ach teres eirev, teres eirev bin ati noikis, aboi machi keim, de shpeta de ke doires, who just witnessed this in yin of bitu. They did not, aboi them with shtak ach teres eirev. Yeah. Kamash malon. Aval ein echad she irev noisen rishusoy la echad shalo irev. So this is speaking about Aces because the other one is still alive and the other one's name of is rishus. Le abaye tone seife le gluye reishet. That just like here this echad is speaking about that the other one is alive, so within the reishet, the echad is also speaking about that the other one is alive. Le rabbe aide de tone reishet. Tani nami seife. Since it said in the reisha such a lashon, so it says also in the seife. Tani reisha, tani nami seife. Zogt Rashi. La abaye tani hach seife dlo yitzrich. Ta pshite. De ike chad dlo botel e rishusi. De etzem aloche sa posht aloche. Lohochem tanye lashminen de kula mas nisem bidis nayu le tavayu ha-ma'arbe naskinen. That the whole barais is speaking about that the, all the ma'arbe are around. That lohochik tani reishe de reishe echot shlirev naisen lishus lechot shirev den tzorch levata lishus selech olecha. Vihiu loyosar achavreim. That's according to Abaye. According to Rabbe, why does he have to say this aloche? Aide de tonne reiche, echot shaloi irev, noisen rishusoyle, echot she irev. And we said why he has to say this halacha, that the one goyzo, is tonne hach seife de ibche. So, aber echot she irev is not mevatel, the echot shaloi irev. Uloilam reiche, bedahave omis, beseife bedisnayo. Taka talking about two different cases, but the reason why it says this case is, wants to speak davo vehifuchai. The ain't shnayim she'irvu noisnim rishusam l'shnayim shelo irvu. Shnayim she'irvu cannot be mevata the rishus l'shnayim shelo irvu because the bittul does not shafa at the tiltu. Hosu lomali. Leitzriche the bottle leichad minayu lechavrei. That one was mevatel to the chav, like we had before. So memele, ma'adatei melishterilei, kamash melon, that the bittul doesn't help. Even the bidne de botel, I have a leisher yusa bochots aloi. That's what the Gemara we learned before on Daf Samach Tesam at Beis. Ve'ein shnayim shaloi irvu, noisne rishusam lishnayim shaloi irvu. Now here we're saying that we're just saying Shnayim Shaloi Irvu can't give the Rishus. Hasul Amalei. We just learned that you can't give a Rishus to a Shnayim Shaloi Irvu. Leitzricha Damer Dekniya Manas Lahaknois. And that this is the Iber Kibove is coming to tell us that a Filu Kniya Manas Lahaknois will not help. Zot Rashi. Hasul Amalei. Pshita Da Osri Yadodi. Ochi Garsinim. Given the beidne the bottle of hanoch leil parishnu how it works kniyam manas lahaknis me mishne yaseir a nafkelon di lavhochi leitzach lemisnayu leil parishnu lo. Let us see Taisves. Boy minei abaye mirab. Zok Taisves leishmielei bereise de leil the seif perik beis that it says. The Emerson says, Abaye Shaila is a Baraisa. It says, Kshuhu mevatel reshusoi, ein soich levatel lechol echot. It says, Klo, you don't need to be mevatel to all of those who are ma'arev. You're mevatel to one, and that's sufficient. Period. So Abaye didn't know of this Baraisa. Umash mahosom, the Gemara says over there, It's a member of an Amor over there. The plukti, that this halacha, if you have to be mevatel to all of them, if you have to be mevatel only of the bittel to one of them is sufficient, the plukti, it's a machloikis, Rabbi Lezer, but Rabbono. Rabbi Lezer holds mevatel ba'ayin yof and mevatel, so memela, I assume that he was mevatel, I feel like he says he's mevatel to one, he means to be mevatel to all who are ma'arev. The Rabbonin hold mevatel ba'in ro mevatel, so memela is mevatel to each one. Vahi beraisik Rabbi Lezer. So memela, so we have, I mean, this whole sugya that the Baye asked Rabbi, we have, we learned about it in the second perik. We have a beraisa, and that beraisa is going according to Rabbi Lezer, according to the Chachamim it won't help. So that's the terence of Abaye's boy. The ain loyme del rabboi mi boy lay a portion lay the tzorich levatel. Maybe, no, Abaye knew of this beraisa. Yeah, that beraisa is going according to Rabbi Lezer. And now Abaye is asking according to the Rabbonah what to do. And Rabbi told him, according to the Rabbonah, you have to be levatel to each one of them. A portion of the tzorich levatel. If that was the case, and he knew of Yenna beraisa, and came my program with beraisa in the besomach, so maybe this beraisa is also going according to Rabbi Lezer. What is Abaye's kasha? So Kochach Bechlau wasn't the conflict of Bereise in that it came to that it's going according to Rabbi Lezer. Hoche b'may askinin da'have umis. Peirish Rashi, da'al Kochach de Rabbi b'shayore shechonza bebike v'kifua chotza v'nota ba'ish ole mukilo. T'chi meis ein liyoshev sham klum. So that is why by meis the Yoshim don't have anything because they did not possess also a king in this chotza. The Iba chotza mamish, Ike Yoshim. The Kivin Dilu Hava Avuin Kayim Hava Osa, because he wasn't mevatel to him, Inu Nami Yosri. So Rashi makes an akim that's speaking about a biker. So Taisis Ubechinom Dochak. The Ein HaYoyrish Oisa Elim Kein Hoylech Lodosham. Yairish will not, that what the chelik, he possesses a chelik of the chotza, that does not ask if he doesn't live now the Shabbos in the chotza. The le'el be'perik mishay tziyu paskina ke Rab Shimon, desna le'kama perik heitzad mishtatvim, Rab Shimon oimel, afilu einiyach es beisay, a person, one person is living in the chotza. And he left this chotza. Baholach lishbois eitzel bitoy ba'oisoy ha'il. He's still in the shtot. He can come back in Shabbos. Einay oisel. So he doesn't answer shikvar yisiyach miliboy. So the mele you see, even though he was a shutif in the chotza, he's a bailim in the chotza. But as long as he's not dor this Shabbos in the chotza, if he's in the ear, so the mele doesn't answer. So what's Rashi's kasha? Rashi is a kasha, he is Yoshim, but we'll say it's speaking about the Yoshim didn't come around. The Yoshim didn't come around, they're not dor in the chotzer, so memela they won't answer. Umil. That's memela, so they says la halacha, there's no problem. But if you want is that sign like Rameya, the Omar Rameya holds, Kshaholach Lishbais Biracheres, Rameya holds, that if a person, one of the balabatim in the chotzer, he went for Shabbos to an ir acheres, echod nochi v'echod Yisrael oisel. So Rab Meir holds that fellow, he's not living there, he also asks. The kamrin nami lekamon bepirkin, it seems this will be according to Rab Meir, beis hateven, beis haboke, beis eitzen, beis oitzes, reis oisel olam. So vice is, that's also that you're not dull there. So it seems that you, in order to ask, you don't need it. So according to them, tzorich luuk misa, then take Rashi is gerecht. Then take you have a problem. It's tzorich luuk misa, because you don't need dira ta'asa. Tzorich luuk misa, b'shayor shechonsa bebike, inami zog tois ves, you can say another echetimse. Ki goin shezeh atzmoy she'irev hu yoyresh. That means that there were three people in the chotza, a father and a son, and they were ma'arev between themselves. And then a third person who wasn't ma'arev. So now, the son was ma'arev with the father, now the father died, so the father's chelik goes over to the son. And this person was mevatel to the son, so it's good, so whatever the chelik of the father that came over to the son, so it was nisbatel also, because whatever the son has, this person was mevatel to him.